bad spending habits have a way of sneaking up on us, just like too much late-night snacking does on our pants. In the last few years, we've paid off $40,000 in debt, and I lost 30 pounds. It took some serious work to break our bad spending habits and change our diets, and it's still something we work on every day. But I've found some things that have helped me keep my budget in line. The first is that attitude is everything. It's not enough to say you want to change your financial situation. You have to want to make the change. You have to be willing to do whatever it takes to make the change. That means you've got to deal with your emotions. Your emotions play a huge role in your spending habits. You are going to have to take a hard look at why you spend money on things you know you shouldn't. Is it because you're trying to fill some kind of void in your life? Are you depressed? Is jealousy causing you to try to keep up with the Joneses? Are you spending because you're bored? Are you being guilted into something? Think about how you feel before, during, and after you've made a bad spending decision, and talk it over with a friend or even a therapist. Once you've dealt with the emotions that cause you to spend money, you'll be better positioned to recognize the feelings that trigger your bad spending habits. And if you can recognize those feelings, you can figure out ways to cope with them that don't involve retail therapy. You also need to figure out positive alternatives. To truly break a bad spending habit, you have to replace the negative behavior with a healthier, more positive one. Instead of ordering takeout, find a copycat recipe for your favorite restaurant meal and make that. If a certain store is dangerous for you to shop in, send another family member instead, or don't even go anywhere near it. Unsubscribe to all email lists that tell you all about store deals and sales. Go for a walk. Go to the library. Stop carrying your credit cards and stick to cash. Keep a running tally of your savings and post it where you can see it. Yes, you want to eliminate bad spending habits to save money, but frugality is not about deprivation. It's about finding low-cost or even free alternatives, so learn to make do with what you have. Shop with a plan, shop with a limited amount of cash in your wallet, and only buy what you truly need or truly love. Start by making small, incremental changes, and once you've had some success, you can build on it. Which leads me to my next point. Don't beat yourself up over setbacks. Slip-ups happen, and don't use it as an excuse to continue a backward slide. Instead, acknowledge you messed up, determine what caused it to happen so that you can avoid it next time, and start again. If you're serious about changing a bad habit, you need to buddy up. You need to find a friend or significant other who will help keep you accountable. You need someone to listen to you and talk you down from the ledge when you're about to spend money on something stupid. The buddy system also gives you someone to brainstorm positive alternatives to your spendthrift ways. Celebrate your successes, no matter how small they are. Did you manage to make it to work without stopping at the coffee shop for a $4 latte? Yay! Do a happy dance in your office. Managed to save $30 by not hitting the drive-thru on the way home? Good! Put that money saved to good use, like putting it toward debt or building savings or a special treat for yourself. Tell others about your success and let them congratulate you. Surrounding yourself with supportive people and adding in a healthy dose of positive self-talk can do wonders for keeping you from falling back into bad spending habits. And finally, breaking bad spending habits takes time, so you have to revisit these steps often to help you stay on track. Keep working towards your goals. I know you can do it.